This is CBSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor with Professor John Cochran of Stanford University. He's at the Hoover Institution writing a Substack page about two presentations about what needs to be done. Something needs to be done. Change needs to be done. It's an exciting time for the Federal Reserve because my understanding is you call it the Fed and you don't think about it. It just exists. However, turns out Elizabeth Warren from the Senate Banking Committee and Mr. Katz and Mr. Moran from the Manhattan Institute, Mr. Moran has been nominated as a Federal Reserve governor, and perhaps sooner than not later, once he's through the hearings in the Senate, the Banking Committee and Elizabeth Warren will be sitting there. All of this points to the fact that the Trump administration is unhappy with the Federal Reserve. Except, John, I've read some history on this, politics. The president's always unhappy with the Federal Reserve. Why would he, if he smiled, you'd think something was strange, right?
Well, and that's one of the ways in which independence is useful. Odysseus tied himself to the mast so he could listen to the sirens and not jump in after them. And the independence serves that. It also serves as the president can in public say, oh, the evil Fed, I want them to lower interest rates and give everyone a job. Understanding that doing so would spark inflation and be bad, but it's nice to be able to blame the Fed for that. So don't always take what they say in public as serious. Although this time I think President Trump is serious because we're facing one of the central problems that we've faced for centuries. If the Fed raises interest rates, that raises interest costs on the debt and makes the deficit worse. And, you know, the Fed was forced in World War II to hold interest rates down to help fund the debt. So that's one of those particular conundrums. I do want to say, I think the big issue we all need to think about, the Fed has grown. There's plenty to object to in what it's done. It's wandered into politics. It is bailing out right, left, and center. It hasn't been very successful. Is the answer to take this very expanded list of powers, buying assets, buying trillions of mortgages, propping up prices here and there, subsidizing this, subsidizing that, climate change, inequality, all the things the Fed has wandered into. Do we want to have that greater powers with more control by the president and Congress? Or is the answer to go back to a much more limited operation of the Fed that can then be left alone to worry about inflation, don't get involved in all this other stuff, but really hold down inflation? You can tell where my sympathies lie. Keep it more independent with more limited powers rather than accept this, this grandiose agency running around printing money to do this, that, and the other thing, but have Congress and president more quickly tell it what to do with that.
Is it true to say, John, that the Federal Reserve enjoys attention around the world because of its independence, that it has become the central bank all others look to when there's a crisis or when there's anxiety, such as right now about the tariffs? Is the Federal Reserve got a reputation that would be damaged by more political accountability?
No to your first and yes to the second. So the Fed has, the dollar is still huge and the U.S. is still huge. So whoever's in charge of sending dollars all over the place and managing, who gets to buy and lend them is going to be, people are going to pay attention to that around the world. The key thing about monetary policy is it matters very much what people expect about the future. If people trust that one way or another, the Fed will not let inflation break out, then they don't raise their prices today. They don't get jumpy today. That's what the core reason, why should the Fed be independent and not the Treasury Department? Why don't we just, let the Treasury be run by a team of academic economists? I think that would be a great idea. No, I don't. But improve my salary. Because the Fed needs this reputation. We need the faith that no matter what happens, eventually they will not let inflation get out of hand, and then people won't raise prices today. That's the key thing that Fed independence is supposed to buy you. And that's, of course, what would be much in danger if the Fed becomes whatever the Congress and president want right now. And that's the thing that independence did buy us and was the wonderful thing that let inflation go down from 1980 until recently.
So to where we are right now, given all the turmoil and melodrama, your recommendation is that the Fed is in the proper place, but it's taken on too many secondary concerns, and that is not damaging, but limiting its credibility. Is that correct, John? All these other ideas that they're, like climate change, that has no place at the Federal Reserve.
I think they should be, by Congress, told, get back to just inflation and to a fairly narrow set of tools on doing it. And then they could be allowed much more latitude to say our job is inflation, because the reason for their independence is that everyone has faith that they will not let inflation get out of control. If they want to go on and do all this other stuff, then you are eating now the results of what all of us have been warning about for 15 years. We've been saying, Fed, if you go start doing this stuff, you're going to lose your independence. And they say, oh, no, don't worry about that. Hey, Fed, if you do X, you know, if you bail out and prop up bond prices, and, you know, you're going to lose your independence. Oh, don't worry. Well, here we are.
John Cochrane at the Hoover Institution, teaching at Stanford University, his Substack page, John Cochrane, Substack.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.